Harvard University will open a new Center for African Studies in Johannesburg, the first official Africa office on this continent. Obviously a very prestigious university, and it believes that this office presents an opportunity to increase collaboration with Africans and with African scholarly institutions, also to strengthen ties with Harvard alumni who are living and working here in Africa. They count over 3,000, and of those, about one third live here in South Africa. On the line to tell us a little bit more about the new center is the executive director of the Harvard Center for Africa Studies at the Africa office, Obenawa Amponsa. Nice to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. How long has this center been in the planning and in the making?
It has been in the planning for several years now. Harvard University actually has a very long and distinguished history of interaction and scholarship with Africa and about Africa, dating back to over 100 years ago. The Center for African Studies, which is interdisciplinary, was first formulated in Cambridge, and it just seemed like sort of the natural progression to go ahead and establish this center here in Johannesburg at this point in time.
Fantastic. Now, let's talk about the one aspect mentioned that I've mentioned in the lead up there was the fact that this is an opportunity for you to strengthen your ties with existing alumni of your institution who are now in Africa, living here and working here. I mentioned the figure of 3,000. Do you have a sense of how many of those are African students who came to study as foreign students at Harvard and have now returned home to their continent? Or are some of those, I assume, American students who have found and made lives for themselves here?
My understanding is that the majority of those are actually African students who went, who studied, and who returned home. But there is, of course, a significant number who are American students or even students from other parts of the world who studied at Harvard and who now live in South Africa and in Africa. And I think that really just highlights the importance of institutions of this nature and how interconnected the world is. Regardless of whether or not you consider yourself a historian of Africa or a student of African affairs, the truth is that the 21st century is in many ways Africa's century, and people want to be part of that, to understand it, to see how they can actively contribute.
So this is going to be a place, obviously, where academic dialogue is fostered and encouraged, and people learn from one another and from one another's culture. What sort of wider benefits do you see for the community outside the immediate academic sphere?
Well, I think one of the important things for us is that we want to take it, as you say, beyond the academic sphere. We want to make sure the research that we are conducting as an institution is really relevant to people's lived realities, the things that are happening in health, in engineering, in science, technology, and the arts, that they really speak to contemporary developmental challenges, but also the solutions that exist in many communities throughout Africa, that they find their way into academic discourse and into research, because we think in that way we really create a virtuous circle of mutual benefit. But in addition to the community engagement and dialogues, we'll also be having a number of programs that really focus on community benefit. One we are piloting this year is called Inspire, that will take 7 young South Africans, third and fourth year students in high school, to Cambridge for a 2-week summer program to really experience what university life is like. And after that 2-week summer program, they'll be assigned a mentor as well as ongoing access to Widener Library, which is one of the largest libraries in the world at Harvard, as well as digital access, because we really want to keep up that conversation with those students, with their classmates, and with others in the community.
Very exciting opportunities. I'm sure that there might be listeners who'd love to know how to find out more about that program, to perhaps see if their school or their youngsters can be included. Is there a website or a Facebook page we can direct listeners to for more information?
Yes, please. Our website is www.africa.harvard.edu. We can also be found on Facebook through Harvard Center for African Studies and on Twitter through Africa Harvard. And we encourage people to sign up on our database. We'll be hosting a number of events. One will actually be next Thursday in partnership with the Nelson Mandela Foundation, right after the official launch, actually focusing on a documentary called Great African Civilizations. We'll be hosting the historian Skip Gates, Henry Louis Gates III, who will be speaking about that documentary and really the importance of African history and heritage in the context of Africa Month. So we invite your listeners to join us there.
Thank you so much, Ms. Obenawa Amponsa, the Executive Director of the Harvard Center for African Studies. So that website again, www.africa.harvard.edu.